Hello, this is XHub 720. It's the first video, and it's a great thing. It's episode 1, Modern Warfare 2, Multiplayer Tips, Terminal. Now, Terminal, it was voted the best map on G4 once, and no, it was not on G4 TV, it was on G4.com. It was just a little blog that some people did, and Terminal was voted the best, so I'm like, oh, hey, I'll make a podcast of what to do on Terminal, because in our life. Yes, I'm not that familiar with PS3 and stuff, but I'm very familiar with Xbox 360, and if you don't like the Xbox 360, you probably not get this podcast, because all my videos will probably be about Xbox 360 and such. Alright, so starting off, you're going to definitely want something that's fast. I suggest getting the M4 with a heartbeat sensor or a red dot sign or anything better than the red dot sign. I forget the other name, it was like a holographic scope or something. I can't remember. I would suggest not getting thermal on your M4. It's a waste. I just get that for the sniper rifles and just leave it with that, but other than that, don't get it. And especially not on Terminal. So, you're also going to want either C4s or some Claymores. Now, the normal thing to do is just go to the plane and wait there for just a little, and then guys will start coming up out of nowhere, and stuff like that, you know. Like, maybe sometimes a guy would just come out. That's where you put your Claymore C4. You put it right next to where you can get in to the ship. And the plane, and then, like, when someone passes, it'll automatically explode. With the C4, you're gonna want to see him coming before doing that. Yeah, that's basically, what I do until I get the sentry gun. When you get the sentry gun, that's when you're going to start ranking up points. Alright, what you want to do to rack up points, get your sentry gun. And then you're going to want to just wait out there for a bit. Wait, like, right next to the sentry gun, but not in... Like, put it where you can go in, where you put your claymores and such. But when you get a sentry gun, no need to have a claymore, because the claymore, if they shoot at it or they run on it, it will explode and kill the sentry gun. Alright, other than that, this is an easy area to get, this is my favorite area and my first area, and, definitely my biggest tip would be trying to get on top of the plane. And yes, it is actually possible. So basically, like, you're gonna want to basically do anything, really. I would, maybe get a Twitter group going. They have that Twitter group going for, a while, and then, when you're fighting, you can always just post something and such. It's pretty cool. Alright, other than that, there's not that much. Alright, you can just, go with Terminal, you're probably going to want to, just a random, thing just following you, like a random guy following you, so you don't have all this crap to do. Like I suggested, getting them full out and preferably a shotgun. Maybe a riot shield. Riot shields help out when you have sentry guns. You can just clamp a bullet right behind one. And, and then when someone's coming, you can shield it. I suggest also not doing the care package glitch, Because that is an area where it will start crushing your guys, and the guys will die. And sometimes, if it gets a bullet into them, it's assisting committed suicide. So they will count as a point. So do not do the glitch unless you not break the glass. But someone is probably gonna break the glass on the other team, seeing as that's the little point of the freaking level. Just get care packages and sentry guns. Now, you're probably not gonna see this. I've only seen it once, a tactical nuke on there. That is one of the most close cornered areas ever. Do not be surprised if someone gets a tactical nuke or someone doesn't get a tactical nuke. I know that makes no sense whatsoever, but I would be kind of surprised if it was my first time seeing a tactical nuke, but do not be surprised if someone gets it. Like, it happens a lot, but be surprised if they get it in like a matter of 5 minutes and you're losing. But if someone doesn't get it, don't be surprised. I would never be surprised with that. So, yeah, and basically, for the last bit of it, you can follow us, follow the company on Twitter, just search in XHub720, and you should get one. I'm just posting, I just made a new podcast, hoping it will be submitted to iTunes. Thanks for the support for my first video / podcast. Alright, that's about it. And thank you.